Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. This week had me fly up north for the launch of the Mini Aceman E and SE. This is the Mini that isn't Mini, that is. And that is good. Let me explain. We have the Mini three-door Coopers with their cute retro-inspired looks. Then we have the Countryman and the new Aceman and the electrics, which lose the distinctive round headlights of Mini of yore with trapezoidal jobs. They're also bigger. Quite a bit bigger from a visual standpoint anyway. Things get interesting from here, as the new Aceman, which is quite boxy and SUV looking in a handsome way, is an electric only crossover. Now buying the three-door in electric gets those looks that lean this way anyway, but in the retro packaging, and I think this move away from that as an electric platform works better if you love and feel the Mini heritage. So a win for me. Also, the new Minis, except for the Aceman, get a sort of triangular rear light, which loses that lovely interpretation of the British flag, which is always fun, and this has the more square, which makes more sense with the flag. Interesting for those of you wondering if the electric car is here to stay, here is a BMW Mini bringing out a car only available with an electric drivetrain. That says a lot. Now to the car itself. The SE, which we had on launch, gets a heads-up display, vital with the new packaging, as the center-mounted infotainment screen is, as per this generation, also your dashboard. So unless you're bug-eyed, the only way to keep your vision going forward is through the heads-up display, which is pretty perfect. The interior is all woven fabric instead of plastic dashboard as per the current Mini aesthetic, and it all works. The car is youthful yet remains upmarket, an admirable feat of design. I didn't like that the boot doesn't stow the charging cable under the floor, and the Apple CarPlay rendition doesn't make good use of the screen real estate, a mismatched balance of aesthetics and form follows function if you ask me. The rest I plain loved. As the drivetrain, the car is good for 0 to 100 in a claimed 7.1 seconds. Now bear in mind that BMW Mini always understates these numbers, so this is actually better than that. And the lower spec E model is good for 7.9 seconds. Now as to the range, Mini publishes 405 kilometers of range in the standardized testing. Now this testing modality used by all manufacturers just plain old sucks. And the real world will see 300 kilometers with the aggressive driving of the launch and 350 under more sensible feet. The handling was excellent considering the battery, but this isn't one to get sideways, but does do corners really fast until physics take over, that is. But the electronics should keep you tidy if you deliberately overcook it and run out of talent. In the potholed roads around Joburg, the Mini soaked up the potholes with unexpectedly little drama. The car is compliant, it is comfortable, it's a winner. Would I recommend this more spacious option with new looks? Well, yes, I liked it a lot, and I would choose this Aceman SE over the three-door Cooper SE personally. $845,900 at launch, with the three-door priced at $879,500, I would recommend the Aceman over the three-door if you were going electric. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on the social media channels. That's D-A-V-I-D-D-O-N-D-E, and find the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.